This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Last night was a big night for the 4-H exhibitors at the Macoupin County Fair. The 4-H auction began last night at 6:30 p.m., and the fairgrounds was teeming with excitement as the exhibitors led their animals into the ring. I had the chance to talk with one auctioneer, Mike Crabtree, about the livestock and the auction.
Sure. I've been auctioning. This will be starting on my 25th year in the auction business and started off selling livestock at some local livestock markets and then just graduate into a general auctioneer, sell a lot of real estate. So kind of a family business. My mom and dad were clerks and cashiers for Glenn Carrick, an auctioneer that's been around a long time, and then my grandma and grandpa actually were before them. So kind of a family tradition we've been into.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've been auctioning pretty much your whole life. How'd you get into auctioning here at the Macoupin County 4-H auction?
They ask all our local auctioneers to donate our time and service to help the kids here, and we've been glad to do it for, I don't know how many years we've been doing it now. It's been quite a few years, 10, yeah. 12 years, or maybe a little bit more. So we just come donate our time for the youth of the county.
Tell us a little bit about the work that goes into making this auction happen.
The auctioneer's part's pretty easy. We got to show up and sell. Of course, that's kind of all auctioneers. But the kids do a real good job, and they learn hard work, and they learn their chores, and they learn the rewards of their hard work, and their parents and their mentors are real good about seeing them, that they get their chores done. And they get a lot of help from the community because all the buyers we've had tonight and we've had in the past are good to show up and support the local, you know, youth.
Yeah, it looked like you had quite a few good buyers out there today. How's the quality of the livestock look today?
Real good quality. These kids have studied their lessons, and their parents have really done a good job with them. They've spent a lot of time with them, and these cattle and hogs and sheep are really, they're really doing a good job with them.
What's the importance, in your opinion, of the 4-H auction?
I think the importance is it teaches the youth they're going to have to work and earn for what they get in today's society. I think that's important. And it's just good all around for the community. It shows support for our local youth, and it teaches them a lot of life lessons, I think, in the process.
That was Mike Crabtree, one of the three auctioneers at the Macoupin County Junior Livestock Auction. It's always great to go to the county fair 4-H auction and see the young exhibitors so filled with pride at their summer projects. 4-H is truly the future of agriculture, and it's amazing to see these young kids working so hard with their livestock. The Farm Show will return after these messages. This year's participants in the 4-H Beef Show yesterday were Anthony Joyner, Carter Joyner, Jake Eaglehoff, Emily Wolf, Riley Rhodes, Braden Wolf, Isabel Wolf, and Sam Wolf. Blue ribbons were awarded to all members for their outstanding performances. Rebecca Cook of Jerseyville served as show superintendent for this year's show, and Jess Smithers of Blue Mound, Illinois, was the judge and awarded the following winners. Grand Champion Female went to Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Reserve Grand Champion Female went to Isabel Wolf of Brighton. Grand Champion Steer went to Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Reserve Grand Champion Steer went to Jake Eaglehoff of Chesterfield. Junior Showmanship Champion went to Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. And Senior Showmanship Champion went to Isabel Wolf of Brighton. Your class champions are as follows. Senior Yearling Heifer Calf went to Isabel Wolf of Brighton. Early Junior Yearling Heifer Calf went to Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Intermediate Junior Yearling Heifer went to Isabel Wolf of Brighton. Late Junior Yearling Heifer Calf went to Emily Wolf of Brighton. Summer Yearling Heifer went to Jake Eaglehoff of Chesterfield. Senior Heifer Calf went to Braden Wolf of Brighton. Cow and Calf Pair went to Anthony Joyner of Carlinville. And Steer went to Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Trophies and awards for the 4-H Beef Show were donated by Minnow Milling Company, Don Arnett, and Rhodesdale Farms. Congratulations to all those that participated in the 4-H Beef Show. In national news today, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a bill that would provide protection to hog farmers from lawsuits. The bill passed by state lawmakers aimed to protect the ability of farmers to operate as surrounding development encroaches and protect farms from frivolous nuisance lawsuits. Governor Cooper stated following his veto, while agriculture is vital to North Carolina's economy, so property rights are vital to people's homes and other businesses. Further, Cooper stated that giving one industry special treatment at the expense of its neighbors is unfair. Lawmakers in the state passed the bill after $50 million in damages were awarded to neighbors of a hog operation in the state. A federal judge later slashes the award to $2.5 million. Other similar nuisance lawsuits in the state are expected to follow, with one lawsuit already in progress. The Macoupin County Fair isn't over just yet. Come on out tonight and join CHS and myself in the pit during the truck and tractor pools. CHS will be serving food, drinks, and have reserved seating. Tomorrow, beat the heat and come out to the fair early. Things start off at 8 a.m. with the Section 15 FFA Fair, followed by the Rabbit Show at 9 a.m., the Open Goat Show at 9:30 a.m., and the Open Horse Show at 10 a.m. Come on out to the Macoupin County Fair for some family fun, and of course to support your local agriculture. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.